South Africa's ruling African National Congress has condemned the way the governing Athletic South Africa handled the case of runner Kester Semenya. International media reports raised questions about Semenya's sexual characteristics after she won the women's 800-meter championship last month in Berlin. ANC Secretary General Gwede Mantashe said ASA head Leonard Shwene should be punished.
We think that it was disgusting. The new facts that come to the fore now reflect that ASA did not handle that matter with the necessary honesty and transparency. And therefore, our view is that the ASA should censor the officials who are involved in that matter.
South Africa's Deputy Sports Minister, Gert Westhuizen, called for the Athletic South Africa to dismiss Shwene after he admitted that he had lied when he denied that gender tests had been performed on Semenya in South Africa before she traveled to Berlin.
I believed at that time that my consistent denial would help to protect. That's what I believed. I've however realized that it was an error of judgment and that I could have been more forthcoming with this information.
Shwene also admitted that he had ignored a request from the ASA team doctor to withdraw Semenya from the championships because the tests needed to be kept confidential, but he refused to resign. South Africans were angered when an Australian newspaper published reports based on allegedly leaked test results that showed the star athlete to have both female and male characteristics. The International Association of Athletics Federations refused to confirm or deny the reports, saying the results would be announced next month. South Africa's major opposition parties, including Democratic Alliance spokesman Donald Lee, called for Shwene to resign.
He didn't protect our interests there, and the interest of this young girl. He destroyed her life totally, but he didn't care about that either.
Similar cases of what is called intersexuality have occurred previously in the world of athletics, but the South African public has been particularly angered over the breach of confidentiality in this case and the pain it has caused the 18-year-old runner and her family, which lives in a small village in northeastern Limpopo province. Semenya was due to run in a cross-country race last week, but withdrew. Her coach said she had not been feeling well. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.